Stadium. Every day, you can trust them to keep you safe and informed with the only independently certified, most accurate weather forecast in South Florida.
There's a difference between saying you're most accurate and being most accurate. Every day, independent experts at WeatherRate analyze local stations' forecasts, and they determine who gets it right. WPBF 25, first warning weather.
Sun, showers, severe storms. Be most accurate means you can trust us to prepare you first.
WPBF 25, first warning weather. South Florida's only certified most accurate team. 9 years running.
South Florida mornings start with you, your energy, determination, your purpose.
At WPBF 25, it is all about the positive start.
Helping you manage your day with time-specific forecasts and your first warning of storms. Giving you around traffic items.
Giving you informed and in control with the news happening now.
The team with a purpose to power South Florida mornings. Start with WPBF 25 News Mornings.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
evening, everybody, and welcome here back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on a sunny Friday night and game three of this abbreviated five-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:30 first pitch here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona looking to snap a brief two-game slide. They dropped both games last night. The suspended game from Tuesday and then the seven-inning finale. Jupiter taking the suspended contest from Tuesday 4-3 and then winning behind a one-hit shutout from the lefty Justin Fall and the righty Larbert Arias as they won game two 5-0. Once again, a bunch has happened since the last time we spoke to you. Last night, after the Tortugas returned to the hotel, it started leaking out that the Reds and the Mets had made a trade. Tyler Naquin and left-hander Philip Deal going to New York, while the Mets sending 19-year-old right-hander Jose Acuna and 18-year-old infielder and outfielder and 18-year-old outfielder Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez was assigned to the Arizona Complex League roster out in Goodyear, while right-hander Jose Acuna, who had an ERA of just a smidge over one in two starts with St. Lucie, has been added to Daytona's roster, is with the team here today. Well, the Tortugas, 20 roster moves now since Tuesday night, 10 on and 10 off. It has been a wild week, capped off by another acquisition last night. Tanner Cooper landed on the IL today to open up that roster spot for Acuna. We'll take a break. When we come back a little bit earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with right-hander Carson Rudd. He'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch Daytona and Jupiter coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the right-hander. That is Carson Rudd. Carson, been back in Daytona now for a couple of weeks. What's your experience been like back with the Tortugas?
Very hot and humid and lots of rain, but it's fun to be back. So,
well, how do you try and handle that and adapt with that as a pitcher? Obviously, the extra humidity and different weather factors can impact sort of how you grip the baseball and things like that. How do you find a way to counteract that?
I think the first week was a big adjustment, like conditioning wise, because even in bullpens and stuff I was definitely struggling, but I think it's just like just getting outside and getting more reps in the weather, and you just figure it out as you go, just trial and error.
You think having your experience a little bit in Daytona early last season may have helped sort of give you some ideas of what you could do to try and, you know, better grip the baseball and better have better stability throughout the course of the hot weather?
Yeah, I think it's still just an adjustment, just finding out how much of what you need. Like, rosin's been a big help when you're sweating like crazy, but it's still just finding out, like, because it's going to be different in game than it is everywhere else, so just finding that happy medium has been a little tough.
You've had your first two appearances here with Daytona. Both have gone pretty darn well. What have you been trying to work on since you've been back here in Daytona Beach, and what are some of the things you're looking to improve upon in your craft?
I think improve a little bit upon everything, but the biggest focus right now is curveball stuff, trying to get the feel and the shape back on that pitch and make it as good as possible. And other than that, just small tweaks and on other things, and yeah, that's about it.
What kind of things do you work on with Todd Naskadov and other folks in the organization on the pitching side of things in terms of trying to help develop and create that pitch design with that breaking ball?
Todd's been really helpful. He's helped with a lot of drills and stuff, and just getting on the mound with the TrackMan and It's really the only thing you can do is just get as many reps as possible off the mound and kind of get that feel and make some adjustments. It's easy to make pitch-to-pitch adjustments when you're on the track man and stuff, and just get that instant feedback just really helps expedite that process.
A lot of really talented pitching minds in this organization, from, you know, the major league level all the way down here to the minor league level and rookie ball, Daytona, wherever. What's it been like for you the last couple of years working with the different pitching minds in this organization, helping you improve yourself on the hill?
I think it's interesting. I think it's good to get like a lot of different input. So asking a lot of different people questions always helps, and asking just other players questions when you're exposed to more players, you get a lot of different answers. So it's a really good opportunity to learn from each other, and I think that's been really helpful.
You've had a really interesting start to your professional career, of course, 2020, when you were signed by the Reds. The draft was cut because of the pandemic. Nothing about last year, your first pro season, was normal. Things have been a little bit more normal, emphasis on a little bit part, over the course of the 2022 season. But what was it like for you coming into this year, actually having sort of a normal off season, having a normal spring training in terms of just getting ramped up and ready for the season?
It was my first like real season, I guess, off of like a regular off season. So that was good. And I ended up spending most of it with TJ Antone in Dallas at his facility, which was always nice to get with somebody who kind of knows the ropes. And yeah, I think kind of since I missed a lot of time last year, it was like kind of a interesting spring training, was just throwing one inning at a time. So now building up and just making sure I stayed healthy through the first half is important. And now it's time to build up and see how far we can get, see how many pitches and innings we can get under the belt, and go from there.
What was it like getting connected to TJ Antone? Obviously, he's had tremendous success at the major league level with the Reds when he's been healthy, obviously working himself back from injury right now. But where did that connection come from, and what was it like getting a chance to work out at his facility during the course of the summer, or during the winter, I should say?
I ended up moving to Dallas last year and just got connected through kind of Reds contacts. And, yeah, he was super happy to have me down there, and it was a good atmosphere, and it was fun to train with those guys. And I think it definitely helps. Like, they're obviously, he's super talented, and there's a lot of super talented guys that go there, and makes it a fun training atmosphere. It's close to home, and yeah, it was just a great experience.
Obviously a wonderful opportunity to try and better yourself during the off season. Obviously had some downtime as well over the course of last week during the All-Star break. What did you do during that downtime? Was there anything you did to try and, you know, get the batteries recharged before the start of, you know, this final push of the season?
Yeah, I went home to Dallas, hung out with my family, played golf, and still played catch and stuff, but just try to get away from the field as much as possible, just spend that time with family, and it was really nice, and now it's good to be back, so.
Yeah, that was one thing that you guys didn't have last year, was sort of a time to sort of get away and be with family and friends like that. What was it like for you getting a chance to get away from baseball in the middle of the season, spend some time with family and friends, and just sort of decompress?
I think it's important. It's just, it's a long season. So when it comes down to it, like spending every day at the field is, it gets monotonous, but obviously it's still fun going out there and competing. But the days in between kind of start to get longer, and going home and seeing the family, just it kind of helps you like put it in perspective. And just when you're away from it for a couple of days, you come back and you're excited to do it again. So I think that's a big help.
One of the other things that I've always noticed about you is you always seem to have a very positive attitude. You always seem to be smiling whenever you're around your teammates and around the ballpark. Where does that mindset come from, and how do you try and find ways to stay positive? Because as you said, you know, baseball's a grind. It's a long, arduous season, no matter where you are in the country, what level you're playing in. But it's always got to be a nice thing to be able to find that happy place and be able to enjoy the moment regardless of how tiring it can be.
Yeah, I think it's just important to have fun, and like it's easy to have fun when you're actually playing, but as a pitcher, when you're only throw once a week, like finding fun and doing everything else is and having fun with your teammates is kind of makes it a lot easier to get through like a lot of the long days, especially out here, a lot of rain delays and stuff like that. So I think just having fun, and if it's not fun, like I wouldn't be out here if I wasn't able to have fun. So it would make it a lot worse, and I think it just, at the end of the day, makes it, you know, a fun experience, which is how it should be.
One final question for you, Carson. I heard you talking about it with Cody White before we were coming out here to do the interview, talking about some golf. You a big golf player? You enjoy playing on the links?
I do. I do enjoy playing a lot.
What's it like getting a chance to play some golf during the season? I know they got a lot of fellow golf players on this on this roster, especially on the pitching staff. Is it fun getting a chance to sort of get away from baseball and hit the links with your teammates?
Yes, it's definitely a good way to decompress on like a Monday or something and just get out in the sun and get outside and have fun. So,
Carson Rudd, outstanding pitcher, also a little bit of a scratch golfer as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch around the bend. Jake Walters warming up on the mound for Jupiter. This is the Daytona lineup he'll face, put together by acting manager Darryl Brinkley. Wendell Marrero leads off in left. Ashton Creel, center fielder, bats second. Hayden Jones behind the plate in the three spot. Jonathan Williams cleans up at third. Wilfred Astudillo, the DH, bats fifth. Yasiel Pino, first baseman in the six hole. Braylon Minier bats seventh at short. Rafael Franco, right fielder tonight in the eighth spot. And Luis Chevalier will bat ninth at second base. Get to the Jupiter lineup in just a second, but Wendell Marrero walking into the plate. Jake Walters, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 26 years old. Ninth round pick of the Marlins in 2018. Walters getting the start tonight, his fifth of the year in Jupiter, 1-0, a 2.87 ERA. Marrero ready, Walters ready. The windup in our first pitch of the ballgame, a called strike. And we are in progress, a minute ahead of schedule at 6:29 Eastern Time. Marrero pinch hit in game two last night, struck out. Swings and grounds this one to first. Fielded by Federico Polanco behind the bag and takes it to the square himself. One batter up, one batter down here in the top of the first inning. Sends up Ashton Creel, had Daytona's only hit in game two last night, was 1-for-2, did walk and steal a couple bases in Daytona this year, 9-for-38 in 12 games. With three doubles, a triple, and three RBIs. Righty-righty matchup, and Walters misses down and away. It is 1-1. Walters, 15 hits allowed in 15 and two-thirds innings. Just two walks and 17 strikeouts. The 1-0, and Creel fouls it to the screen. It is 1-1. Jupiter lineup tonight, E.D. Capé leads off at third. Khalil Watson re-added to the Jupiter roster earlier today. He'll bat second at short. Peyton Henry, major league rehabber, behind the plate in the three spot as Creel takes a knee-high strike. It's 1-2. Joe Mack, DH, and cleaning up. Brady Allen, right fielder, batting fifth. Javier Sanoja homered last night. He'll bat sixth and be at second. The 1-2 to Creel. And this one, a flare in a left field. Coming on and unable to get there is Tanner Allen, a base hit. Ashton Creel has a base hit. And Daytona, a one-out base runner for the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones homered on Tuesday night for the game, was suspended. Sixth homer of the year, hitting .246. 14 extra base hits, 23 RBIs. Closing out the Jupiter order, Jorge Caballero batting seventh in center. Federico Polanco, the eight hitter at first, and Tanner Allen, you just heard from him, batting ninth in left as Jones attacks the first pitch and fouls it to the left. It's 0-1. Jones 0-for-2 in game two last night. Struck out and was hit by a pitch. Creel leads off first. Throw back to the back. And Ashton dives in safely. Defensive alignment behind Walters tonight.
Left to right in the outfield, Tanner Allen, Jorge Caballero, and Brady Allen. Righty from the third base side and the stretch. The 0-1. Jones takes high. It is 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Edie Capé, Khalil Watson, Javier Sanoja, and Federico Polanco, with Peyton Henry, the rehabber, doing the catching behind the plate. Walters 1-1, and Jones pops it in the air left center field. Back into his right is Caballero, and back into his left, the left fielder Allen makes the catch. Creel went two-thirds of the way to second base, will retreat without a play. So Hayden Jones gives it a drive to the opposite field. Well, can't muscle it out of the ballpark. Two out in the first for Jonathan Willems. Added to the roster yesterday from the Arizona Complex League, rather from High A Dayton, excuse me, has bounced around the organization this year. He's played at all four full season levels now. And the first pitch to Willems, a chopper to short. Fielded by Watson, underhand flip to Sanoja covering second. And Daytona retired in the first. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of the half, it is Daytona nothing and Jupiter coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sam Benscooter on the mound for Daytona. Another quick look at the Jupiter lineup he'll face. Capé, Watson, Henry, the top of the order. Mack, Allen, and Sanoja, the heart of the lineup, with Caballero, Polanco, and Tanner Allen making up the bottom third of the day, or rather the Jupiter nine here tonight. Sam Benscooter, first start back with Daytona after being reinstated from the injured list back on Wednesday. Benscooter making his 11th appearance, sixth start in Daytona, 2-2, a 4.54 ERA. 30 hits in 35 and two-thirds innings, 12 walks, 49 strikeouts, has missed the last month plus, placed on the IL back on June the 3rd with vertigo. Started a rehab assignment back on July the 11th and reinstated on Wednesday. Capé will lead off, and the first pitch he sees is popped down the left field line, racing to his right, Marrero. But this one lands on a vacated seat to the left of the Jupiter bullpen. Foul ball, it's 0-1. Capé was outstanding for Jupiter last night. Had base hits in both ends of the contests. Capé playing in just his sixth game with Jupiter, 9-4-19 at the plate with a double and two RBIs as Benscooter spikes that in the dirt. It is 1-1. Benscooter made three rehab starts in the Complex League. Gave up four runs on three hits in 5 2/3. Walked four, struck out 11, the 1-1. And that misses down and away. It is 2-1. Scooter pitching for the first time in over a week, last threw a week ago yesterday against the Arizona Complex League Cubs, as Benscooter misses inside, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 3-1. Capé, right-handed batter, sees the 3-1, and there's one at the knees. It's a full count. Benscooter, last Thursday, three shutout innings, one hit, a walk, and five strikeouts. The payoff pitch. And this breaking ball bounced to third. Fielded there by Willems. Low throw. Dug out on the backhand by Pino. And Capé retired for the first out. One away. First at bat back in a Hammerhead uniform for Khalil Watson. First game with the Hammerhead since July the 1st in St. Lucie. Had been on an unofficial suspension from the Marlins. Was ejected from a game after mimicking shooting an umpire at first base with his bat as he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Watson was sent back home. Return was brought to the FCL last Friday. The 0-1 hit on the ground right side underneath the diving glove of Pino to his right and into right field for a base hit. So Khalil Watson with a base hit in his first at-bat back with the Hammerheads. And Jupiter with one on and one out for Peyton Henry. Henry, Major League rehabber, joining Jupiter earlier today. Made five appearances in the Florida Complex League. Was 5-for-12. Had a double, two homers, and three RBIs. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls the fastball off. It's 0-1. Henry has 20 games of Major League experience under his belt. Started the year as the Marlins' backup catcher before being demoted. Was just 4-for-28 in the big leagues with four RBIs this summer. Watson leads off first. Ben Scooter's 0-1. And Henry late on 95. It is no balls and two strikes. Defensive alignment behind Ben Scooter tonight. Left to right in the outfield. Wendell Marrero, Ashton Creel, and Rafael Franco. Ben Scooter resting that glove on his front left leg as he gets the sign. The 0-2 pitch. Atop the zone, strike three called, and Henry didn't even wait for the home plate umpire to punch him out. Catcher knows the strike zone well, and Ben Scooter dispatches the Major League catcher on just three pitches. First strikeout back in Daytona for Scooter. One on, two out. Now the DH, Joe Mack. Did not play in game two, hitless in the opener of this series. And he takes down and in for ball one. Mack, 5-for his first 21 in Jupiter. This is eighth game. Double a homer and four RBIs. Ben Scooter just above the belt. And Mack takes low. Count moves to 2-0. Third to first around the infield for Daytona today. Jonathan Willems, Braylon Menier, Luis Chevalier, and Yasiel Pino. With Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. Blue skies up above, some puffy white clouds off in the distance. Throw back to first and Watson in standing. Right now here in Jupiter, 88 degrees. Real feel at 95 according to weatherbug.com. The 2-0. And Mack takes up and away. He's ahead three balls and no strikes with Brady Allen. The right fielder sitting on deck. Watson singled. He is at first, the 3-0. And Mack takes a strike. Knee high at 94. It is 3-1. Righty stands tall, the 3-1. And that one outside for ball four. So, Joe Mack works a walk. And the Hammerheads now with two on and two out. For the right fielder, Brady Allen. Allen hitting 242. And this is his 83rd game. 23 extra base hits, leads the team, 8 homers, and 45 RBIs. Hayden Jones walking out to the mound. I'll have a brief conversation with the right-hander Ben Scooter on the hill. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate. Chad Westlake, Trey Ward on the bases. ABS challenge system in effect here tonight as Brady Allen takes a fastball high. It's 1-0. Allen drove in a couple runs in game two last night. Had an RBI double in the first and added a sack fly later. 1-0. And Allen puts his bat head down and fouls it back. Over the press level, it is 1-1. Watson at second, Mack is at first. Both of Miami's first-round picks from last year as Allen reaches and golfs one down the right field line. Foul on the roof of the Cassidy Cool Zone. Quickly moves to 0-2, rather 1-2. On the hammerhead right fielder. Started both games in center yesterday. Trying to give Jupiter an early lead once again here in game three of the series. The 1-2 pitch. Allen thought about it. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not, says Ward. And it's even at 2-2. Ben Scooter up at 20 pitches now here in the opening inning. Was credited as throwing 24 in his last ACL start. No word on whether or not that is entirely accurate. As Ben Scooter steps off. Righty fires, and Allen sends that one back to the screen. It stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 10-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the east-northeast. American flag down the right field line at a relative standstill. Still a scoreless game in the opening inning. The 2-2, and Allen able to get his bat head down. Fouls a piece off towards the Jupiter third base dugout. Remains at 2-2 on Allen. Allen, 8-game on base streak entering play today. Hitting .286 in that span, 8-4-28. Another 2-2, and Ben Scooter misses down. It's a full count. Javier Sanoha, the second baseman, is on deck. That will release all the runners on this pitch, a force at every infield base. The 3-2, runners go. This one on the ground, a third, and it kicks off the glove of Willems into left field for a base hit. Watson will score. Brady Allen with his 46th RBI of the year, and Jupiter takes a 1-0 first inning lead. Willems got a late break on that ball to his left as he tried to recover ball, kicked off the heel of his mitt. And into the outfield grass. Watson easily able to score from second. And Jupiter with an early 1-0 advantage as Todd Naskadov out of the first base dugout to talk with the returnee Ben Scooter. Stirring over by Daytona's right field bullpen. Obviously going to try and be protective of Ben Scooter in his first start back with Daytona since June the 1st. Askadov will head back to the first base dugout. Sanoha was 3-for-3 in game two last night, including a home run, hitting at .202 now in 38 games. 26-4-1-29, two doubles, two homers, 13 batted in. Back the runner at second. Brady Allen is at first, and Ben Scooter's first pitch misses high. It is 1-0-0. Shadows creeping in from the third base line. A look towards second, the 1-0. And this one pulled down the left field line. Will it stay fair? No. Bouncing just beyond the hammerhead left field bullpen, it's 1-1. Second baseman Chevalier holds on the runner. And this one laced down the right field line. Foul. Just a smidge to the left of Daytona's right field bullpen. And it's 1-2. Ben Scooter now up near 28 pitches in this first inning. Undrafted free agent signee by the Reds last year, signed a year ago last Thursday, July the 21st, 2021, out of Michigan State. The 1-2, and this one reached for, popped in a shallow right, long run in for Franco, but normally a center fielder gets a good beat on it and makes the running catch to end the frame. But the Hammerheads strike for a run on two hits and leave two aboard at the end of one. 1-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Wilford Astudillo, Yasiel Pino, Braylon Menier. 3-2 up for Daytona here in the top of the second, trailing 1-0. Astudillo, the DH tonight, switch hitter will bat from the left-hand side against the righty. Needed just 10 pitches to get through the opening inning. First toss to the lefty batter, and Astudillo swings at one down by his shoelaces. Hits 0-1. Astudillo hitting at 241 in 35 games, 7 doubles, no homers, 13 RBIs. The 0-1 down by his shoe tops, and it grabbed a piece of him. Astudillo looked like he was going to be fine and went down, but Astudillo will advance to first on the hit batter. Second base runner for Daytona this evening sends up the first baseman and Miami native Yasiel Pino. Astudillo a little limp with that left leg after being hit by that pitch. See how he fares on the base paths. Pino hitting at 239 in 21 games with the Tortugas. Roddy deals, and Pino pops it up. Shallow left center field. Out as the shortstop, Khalil Watson squares his shoulders towards home and makes the two-handed grab for the first out. Pino retired. One away in the second for Braylon Menier. Menier 14 for 77. This is 27th game with Daytona, a 182 average. Two doubles, three homers, seven RBIs. Walters from the stretch. His first pitch to the 19-year-old is taken low for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Walters tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Tanner Allen, Jorge Caballero, and Brady Allen. A 1-0 pitch, and Menier fouls it. Back behind home plate, it's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, E.D. Capay, Khalil Watson, Javier Sanoja, And Federico Polanco with Peyton Henry catching behind the plate. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Here's his 1-1. And Manier, a hard ground ball, fielded on a hop by Sanoha to his left on a second for one. Watson back to first, double play. Great pick by Sanoha to his left on the short hop. And then once he was able to put a glove on it, an easy 4-6-3 double play. And Daytona brings the minimum to the plate as Walters retires the side on six pitches in the second. After 1.5, a 1-0 Jupiter lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jorge Caballero, the leadoff for Jupiter in the second, bottom third of the Hammerhead lineup. And he takes a breaking ball strike. It is 0-1. Caballero, Polanco, Tanner Allen. Three set to bat in the inning as there is a fastball for a called strike. It is 0-2. Caballero hitting at 278 in 62 games. Three homers, 17 RBIs. The 0-2 got him swinging. Fastball up and away at 94. Second strikeout tonight for Sam Benscooter. One away in the second inning for the first baseman, Federico Polanco. Polanco is ninth game back with Jupiter, 8-4-27. 296 average, three doubles, a homer, and three RBIs. Polanco, left-handed batter, and the righty's first pitch is low for ball one. Daytona wearing the alternate dark green unis here today. Tortuga is arched across the chest in white. As Polanco swings through that fastball down, it is 1-1. White numerals, front and back, powder blue border. Gray pants down to the ankles for Benscooter. As this a chopper to second. To his left, Chevalier. Overhand toss to Pino for the second out. Now the left fielder, Tanner Allen. 11th game back with Jupiter, 5-4 his first 31. 161 average, a double, no homers, an RBI. Coming in the opening game of this series on a bases loaded hit by pitch. Scooter from the first base side of the mound, first pitch is high for ball one. Gray pants, as we said, down to the ankles for Ben Scooter tonight. White cleats. As that curveball spins in for a strike, it is 1-1. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. Long black sleeves at either end of that jersey top as that one nearly hit Allen in the foot. Try to throw a slider there. It's two balls and one strike. Allen started the year with high A Beloit, played 59 games, had a 589 OPS for joining the Hammerheads, the 2-1. And Allen takes low for ball three. Allen, fourth round pick of the Marlins last year out of Mississippi State. Helped lead the Bulldogs to a national championship, the 3-1. Sent to the back of the third base seats. It's a full count. Base is empty. Two out here in the bottom of the second. Jupiter a 1-0 lead. The payoff pitch. And he got Allen to chase down and in for strike three. Jones will throw down to first to complete the K just in case. But Allen strikes out on the back foot. Bender. And Ben Scooter bounces back from a 28-pitch first inning to retire Jupiter on just 12. In the second, after two, Hammerheads a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning. 8-9-1 set to bat for Daytona. They trail 1-0. Rafael Franco back to lead off against the righty Jake Walters. Needed just six pitches to get through the first, rather the second inning, has thrown just 16 through the first two tonight. And the first pitch of his third inning is outside for ball one. Rafael Franco, 3-4-31 in Daytona this year. This is 14th game. As that one misses for ball two. Franco, one extra base hit. That's a homer and two RBIs. The 2-0. And Franco off the hand. Soft ground ball left side. Charging it on the grass. Can't find the handle is Capé. And Franco is safe at first base. See how they score this one. Was not going to be an easy play for Capé. His first start at third since joining the Hammerheads. And it will be an infield base hit for Rafael Franco. Second hit of the night for Daytona. One on and nobody out for the switch hitting second baseman Luis Chevalier. Chevalier started the opening game of this series, was hitless. And the first pitch, the lefty batter, cut on and foul, tipped into the glove of Henry. It's 0-1. Chevalier in Daytona, just 2-4-31. This is his 17th game. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Acquired by the Reds back in early June. As he takes a strike, it's 0-2. Was the player to be named later in the deal that sent Riley O'Brien to the Mariners. Chevy trying to break out of an 0-for-15 slump. Walters at the letters. Here's his 0-2. And Chevalier, a double play ground ball to second. Sanoha applies a tag on one. Throw to first, double play. Two out. Another nice turn by Javier Sanoha. He thought that was the end of the inning. Was standing by the chalk line on the third base side. And then realized that he had to turn around and head back. So a 4-3 double play. After Sanoha was able to apply the tag on Franco running by. Second straight inning, a leadoff runner erased on a double play. Back to the top of the order in Wendell Marrero. Grounded out to first, his first trip. This a flare into center. To his left is Caballero. He'll make the catch, and Jake Walters has thrown just 23 pitches to get nine outs through three innings tonight. No runs, one hit. Nobody left on the double play. At the end of 2.5, 1-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the lineup due up for Jupiter here in the third inning. They have a 1-0 lead, top of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Capé grounded out to third in the first. And Ben Scooter's first pitch, a 55-foot breaking ball. It is 1-0. Capé been so good for the Hammerheads since joining the roster. As this one on the ground is short. Charging in on it, Meneer throws on the move. And just in the nick of time to get Capé, who was moving up the first base line. Bang, bang, play there at first base. Capé nearly beat it out. One out for Khalil Watson. Watson singled to right, scored the game's only run in his first at-bat back. Re-added to the roster from the Complex League earlier today after a week. And Watson takes a strike at the knees at 94. It's 0-1. Watson was 3-4-11 in the FCL over five games, doubled twice, homered, and drove in three as this one fouled off the netting. It is 0-2. Struggled mightily in his last eight games before being demoted and suspended. Was 2-for-25. One of those two hits were a home run. Or was a home run. 0-2. Foul tip in and out. Oh, J.C. Jones lost it on the transfer. Watson can't believe it. He's saying he dropped the ball, but the home plate umpire saying that the ball was lost as Jones tried transferring it from his glove to his hand. So Watson does not get the benefit of the doubt, and Ben Scooter collects his fourth strikeout. Two out in the third for the Major League rehabber Peyton Henry. Henry struck out on three pitches against Ben Scooter back in the first. First toss, and that slider atop the zone. It's 0-1. Henry missed time with a thumb injury for the Marlins as he's laid on the slider. It is 0-2. Marlins number 25 prospect, according to Baseball America, acquired by the Marlins last summer from the Brewers in exchange for reliever John Curtis. The 0-2. And Henry, a high pop right side. Pino to his left in foul ground by the warning track. But this one about five rows back. It remains 0-2. Henry, one of the best defensive catchers in baseball. Originally a sixth-round pick by Milwaukee in 2016 out of high school in Utah. The 0-2, and that hits Henry on the left shoulder. Tried to throw a slider that didn't slide. And Henry wears it. And that ends the streak of six in a row retired by Ben Scooter. One on, two out in the third for the designated hitter, Joe Mack. Walked, was stranded at second, back in the first. Just 1-4-8 since returning off the injured list. And the first pitch he sees here, a line drive left center field. That one down in front of Creel for a hit. He'll quickly fire it back into third. That'll hold Henry at second. First hit of the night for Joe Mack. He's on base for the second time. A 106-mile-an-hour single. And Jupiter, a two-out rally, two on and two out for the right fielder, Brady Allen. RBI base hit to left back in the opening inning. Allen extending his on-base streak to nine with that base hit. Fifth-round pick last year out of South Carolina. First pitch, and that one outside. Curveball that time for Ben Scooter. It's 1-0. Dimensions here at Roger Dean, 330 down the left field line. 355 to straightaway left, 382 to left center. As Allen hits his bat head down and fouls it up the right field line, it's 1-1. 400 to straightaway center and the batter's eye, 382 to right center. Then 350 to straightaway right and 325 down the right field line. First and second, two out, the 1-1. And Allen lost the top hand on his swing. Fouls it away. It's 1-2. We'll head back to the dugout for some more pine tar. Allen did not play after being drafted last year. Number 36 prospect in the system entering the season, according to Baseball America. Had Tommy John surgery. Similar to Jamal O'Gwynn and what Tyler Callahan had to endure last year. 1-2. Jones smothers that in the dirt. Evens up at two balls and two strikes. Javier Sanoja, second baseman, is on deck. Beautiful Friday night here in southeastern Florida. Ben Scooter's 2-2. And he got him swinging. Snapdragon up and in. And Allen couldn't make contact. Ben Scooter strikes out number five tonight and strands a couple of base runners in the third. No runs, a hit, two left. Three innings complete, 1-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jake Walters has needed just 23 pitches to get through three innings tonight. Need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. has got bus lines, has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Ashton Creel, Hayden Jones, Jonathan Willems, 2-3 and 4. Due up for Daytona in the fourth inning. First pitch to Creel, singled his first time. Foul to the right, it is 0-1. Creel hitting 204 on the year, entering tonight amidst his three stops. Louisville, Dayton, and Daytona. He takes down and away. It is 1-1. 21st round pick of the Reds back in 2019. The 1-1 pitch. Creel takes inside. 2-1. Hammerheads tonight wearing the home whites. Hammerheads in black lettering across the chest. Black numerals on the back with an orange border. The 2-1. Creel takes outside and low for ball three. Orange piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. White pants for Walters. All the way down to his ankles. Orange piping along the side of them. The 3-1 to Ashton is low for ball four. So Creel works a leadoff walk. Third time in as many innings, Daytona has put the leadoff man on. Sends up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Flied out to left his first time, 0 for 1.
Hayden Jones.
Walters tonight. White on white cleats, black cap, black bill, silver J Fishhook logo on the front. Throw back to first, and Creel dives in safely. Jones been so good for Daytona lately. Dating back to June the 12th, his last 24 games, hitting 312 with 5 homers and 15 RBIs. Righty against lefty, and Walters' first pitch is slashed down the left field line, fair or foul, foul ball. Off the warning track beyond the Hammerhead bullpen, it's 0-1. Jones fifth in the FSL in home runs in that span. If he had enough plate appearances to qualify, Jones would lead the FSL in slugging at .558 and OPS at .934 would have the fifth best batting average in the league in that span as well. Creel leads off first. Walters the 0-1. And Jones takes inside. Brushed off the plate. It is 1-1. Walters, ninth round pick out of Alabama in 2018. Fastball, slider, changeup. The 1-1. Jones, a broken bat pop-up. Third base side will land in fair territory and then trickle foul where it's barehanded by Capé. Smart play by the 19-year-old to let that one bounce. And then the backspin carrying it towards the third base dugout. Barrel of the bat ended up halfway between first and second. Creel picked it up on the non-sharp side and pretended to go full Zorro slash fencing enthusiast. Was ready to say on guard to first base coach Cody White. So Ashton Creel having a little fun on the base paths here in the fourth inning. Hayden Jones goes to the dugout to get a new piece of wood. Creel takes his lead. Walters ready, runner goes, and this one a pop up towards third, and this one will land foul. Landing foul just in front of the third base coach's box. And we'll stay at 1-2, and Creel will retreat back to first. Walters, senior, signed by the Marlins in 2018, signed for just $10,000. Made two appearances at AAA Jacksonville last year. Spent a majority of his season with High A Beloit, had a 4.06 ERA at High A. 1-2 from Walters. That one gets away from Henry to his right, tried backhanding it, And advancing to second goes Creel, but they're going to say Jones was hit by that pitch. They say that ball grazed the foot of Hayden Jones on its way by. And so the first two are on against Walters here in the fourth inning. A walk and a hit batter.
Number 15, Jonathan Willems.
Daytona with a rally brewing, trailing by a run for Jonathan Willems. Inning-ending fielder's choice back in the first. Willems, 0-4 his first five in Daytona. Entered play today. Hitting at .172 in 43 games this year. Two homers, seven RBIs from low A, high A, double A, and triple A. As Willems fouls this one to the padded wall behind the plate, it's 0-1. Willems trying to snap out of an 0-for-10 hitless streak, dating back to last Saturday. Creel, good speed at second. Jones, the runner at first. The 0-1. And Willems takes a slider. Strike atop the zone. It's 0-2. Worked with Willems 4 years ago. My first summer working with Gookie Dawkins and Darryl Brinkley. My first year in the Reds organization. Worked with Willems with the Greenville Reds in East Tennessee. This one sharply laced foul. Way up the first base line. It stays 0-2. Willems had a great year that year. 8 homers, 39 RBIs. By the start of next year was a top 30 prospect. He's one of those guys that really was hampered by the loss of the 2020 season. As that far inside, it is 1-2. Spent the 2019 season between Dayton and rookie Billings. Started slow in Dayton, went back to rookie ball, hit .300. And then bounced around in the organization last year, missing out on that age 21 campaign. A 1-2. Willems strikes out swinging. Down and away at 88. First time Willems has struck out. One out in the fourth. First strikeout tonight for Jake Walters. Brings up the designated hitter, Wilfred Astudillo. Hit by a pitch back in the second. Older brother Williams was designated for assignment by the Marlins earlier today. Maybe a little bit of revenge on La Tortuguita's mind as he takes a strike. It is 0-1. I want to say both times his older brother Williams has been DFA'd this year. The Tortugas have ironically been playing the Hammerheads at that time. The 0-1, and Astudillo, a double play ground ball to short. Watson fields it on second base, double clutch throw to first high, but Polanco reels it in to get the lead-footed Astudillo. And for the third straight inning, a double play quells a Daytona rally. No runs, no hits, one left, thanks to the walk at the end of 3.5. 1-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Javier Sanoja laying a bunt down to start off the bottom of the fourth, but fouls it up the first baseline. It is 0-1. Sanoja, Caballero, Polanco, 6-7-8, 2 up 4. The Hammerheads in the fourth. They have a 1-0 lead. Sanoja flied out to right his first time. This one he throws the bat head at it and squibs it up the third baseline. It is 0-2. Take a look around the Florida State League here in this fourth inning. As we get closer and closer to the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Ben Scooter on the first base side, the 0-2. Breaking ball laid off, missing outside. Low as well. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Action in Daytona's right field bullpen. Brett Lockwood side-arming righty up and throwing. 1-2. And Sanoja, again, good piece of batsmanship. Fouled off a pitcher's pitch down and away. Remains alive. One game in the circuit tonight impacted by weather. Fort Myers hosting Tampa. That game in a delayed start due to lightning. Tampa must feel justified. First time in a while that must be happening to them on the road. This is a two-hopper to second. Chevalier in on it. Easy play. Makes the throw on Pino for the first out. One away in the fourth for Jorge Caballero. Struck out his first time. Juan Corella will start against Steve Hatcher if and when that game gets underway at Hammond Stadium tonight. Bottom of the fifth in St. Lucie. Cardinals leading the Mets 3-1. Righty's first pitch. Swing and a miss. At the offering down and away, it's 0-1. Cardinals making a lot of roster moves today, becoming the first team in the FSL to add 2022 draftees. As Caballero chases a buried breaking ball, it is 0-2. Victor Scott the second, the center fielder in the lineup tonight. Jimmy Crooks the third, the DH. As Caballero strikes out. Cut fastball in. And Caballero swung underneath it. Another strikeout for Ben Scooter. And that is his sixth since returning to Daytona. And with his pitch count up at where the Reds want them to hold off at. Darryl Brinkley, the acting manager, has emerged from the first base dugout. And Brett Lockwood will come on out of the bullpen. Job well done by Sam Ben Scooter in his return to the mound. Had a bumpy first inning through 28 pitches. But after that, just gave up a small smattering of base runners on a single and a hit batter. 6 Ks tonight for Scooter. Lockwood coming on to get the last out of the fourth. Jupiter a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Brett Lockwood on to face the lefty Federico Polanco. Bases empty, two out in the bottom of the fourth. Sam Benscooter's night is over. And the first pitch to Polanco is outside for ball one. Lockwood, 6'3", 223 pounds. 25 years old from Temecula, California. And he misses outside. It's 2-0. Lockwood, undrafted free agent signee during the pandemic out of Kansas State. Polanco grounded out to second his first time, and he takes a strike down and in. It is 2-1. Lockwood making his 16th appearance, 1-1, a 4.55 ERA. 37 hits in 27 and two-thirds, a 2-1. And that misses outside. Slider. It is 3-1. 12 walks, 20 strikeouts for Lockwood, a 330 opponent average. A 3-1. And Polanco pulls his head out on the backdoor breaking ball. It's a full count. Lockwood pitching for the first time since last Friday through a third of an inning against the Cardinals. The payoff pitch. On the outside corner, strike three called. Polanco was going to ask for a challenge, now will challenge before Daytona leaves the field, and the call is overturned. So from what looked to be an inning-ending strikeout to an inning-continuing walk, and the Hammerheads win their first challenge of the night. One on, two out for Tanner Allen. Tanner Allen struck out his first time, 0-1. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Jupiter a 1-0 lead as Allen takes inside for ball one. Final line for Benscooter tonight. 3 2/3 innings, a run on 3 hits. A walk and 6 strikeouts, the 1-0. Foul ball. Back behind the plate, it's 1-1. Benscooter. Did hit a batter, 63 pitches, 43 strikes tonight. Sounds like there's some sort of live music, I guess, maybe going on along the concourse here at Roger Dean as Allen wears this one on the rear end. Lockwood tried throwing a slider, caught Allen on his backside. And a walk and a hit batter have allowed Jupiter to spring a rally. They have two on and two out for Edie Capé.
The third baseman, number 8, Edie Capé.
Capé, couple ground balls to third. Actually, one to third, one to short. 0-2 tonight. First pitch, and Capé out in front of the change. It's 0-1. Carson Rudd. Getting ready down the right field line for Daytona. Have to imagine he'll come in with a fresh inning in the fifth. Dancing off second, Polanco the 0-1. And that one bouncing before the plate. It is one ball and one strike. Great to see Benscooter with a strong start in his first appearance back in the Tortuga green. Had one of his best starts of the year against Jupiter through 5 no-hit innings. Ended up winning Florida State League Pitcher of the Week for his efforts that time. As Lockwood misses low. Another slider, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Daytona, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left two. Jupiter, a run on three hits. No errors. They have stranded four. The 2-1. Low and away, ball three. And Lockwood now in danger of loading the bases. Khalil Watson. The shortstop is on deck. Right arm dangling at Lockwood's side as he gets the sign. Shadows covering the infield now. A 3-1 pitch. And missing down and away, ball four. The bases are loaded. Two walks and a hit batter. And from the bases empty and two out to the bases loaded at two out. As Tom Naskadov out of the first base dugout. Aiden Jones from behind the plate to have a conversation with the struggling reliever. Continuing that look around the FSL tonight, we mentioned the Cardinals adding quite a bit of their draftees from this year. Victor Scott the third, Jimmy Crooks the third, Michael Curiali, and Brody Moore all in the lineup for Palm Beach tonight. Trent Baker making the start. Mets are already in their bullpen. Mets have actually stormed back to tie that game at three. Justin Guerrero, William Lugo, and Junior Tillian all with solo home runs for the Mets tonight. Eighth, ninth, and tenth of the years, respectively. Bases loaded and two out. First pitch to the lefty, Watson. Out of play to the left, it is 0-1. Watson singled and scored in the first. Struck out looking against Ben Scooter last inning. Bottom of the third in Clearwater. Blue Jays a 4-0 lead on the Threshers. Lockwood's 0-1. Up and away, it is 1-1. Both teams into their bullpens already out at BayCare Ballpark. Lockwood's 1-1. And Watson takes down and away. It is two balls and one strike. Bradenton trailing Lakeland. Flying Tigers a 2-1 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Couple of RBIs for Eduardo Valencia. As Watson can't get his hands up on the elevated fastball. 87 that time from Lockwood. It's 2-2. Valentin Linares on the mound for Bradenton. Lakeland already into their bullpen. 2-2, the count, base is loaded. The pitch, Watson in the air, right center field, long run back into his left for Creel. He won't get there, and this is going to clear the bases. Polanco scores, Allen scores, Capé will saunter home. It's a three-run double for Khalil Watson. His first three ribbies back in a Jupiter uniform. RBIs 36, 37, 38. His 12th double, and Jupiter has a 4-0 fourth inning lead. The three free passes. Burn Lockwood. So Jupiter explodes for three runs now, looking for more as the rehabber Henry fouls it off the left arm of Hayden Jones. Henry putting his right arm on Jones's neck, trying to make sure his fellow backstop is all right. And the count 0-1. Henry been hit by a pitch and struck out tonight 0-1. Jupiter three runs in on just the one hit. Here in the fourth. The 0-1. And Henry rolls this towards the third base dugout. It's 0-2. Only other game in the league tonight. As we mentioned, Tampa and Fort Myers still in a delayed start due to lightning. That one out at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. Watson at second, the 0-2 pitch. And Henry drives one down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, but foul. In that obstructed area behind the left field bleachers. Stays at 0-2. Henry, the seventh man to bat for Jupiter here in this fourth inning. Lockwood at the belt, the 0-2. And Henry strikes out swinging. Slider down and away. And Lockwood picks up the K against the Major League rehabber to end the inning. But the Marlins affiliate strikes for three runs on one hit and one man left at the end of four. 4-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Yasiel Pino, Braylon Menier, Rafael Franco, the 3-2 up for Daytona in the fifth. They trail 4-0. Thanks to that three-run double by Khalil Watson. Pino swings. First pitch lined into left center and down in front of Caballero, a base hit. Yasiel Pino attacks the first pitch, and he is aboard with a leadoff base hit. Fourth straight inning in which Daytona has put the leadoff man on.
Braylon Menier.
Brings up the shortstop, Braylon Menier. So Pino ends an 0-4-10 stretch at the plate. Menier grounded out to second into a double play his last time. And he pulls his head out on the off speed. It's 0-1. Of course, the big news last night was the trade in which the Reds acquired a couple of teenagers from the Mets in exchange for outfielder Tyler Naquin and left-handed pitcher Philip Deal, the 0-1. And Menier swings through a high fastball. It's 0-2. Outfielder Hector Rodriguez, 18 years old, did play two games with St. Lucie this year, assigned to the Arizona Complex League. Right-hander Jose Acuna has joined Daytona here in Jupiter as Menier strikes out swinging. Sinker down at 89. Just the second strikeout tonight for Walters. One out in the fifth for Rafael Franco. Infield base hit his last time. But Nick Kroll, the Reds GM, talking about the prospects they acquired, saying it's two players that have upside. That is for certain. Both have had very, very good numbers this year as Franco takes low for ball one. Talking about Hector Rodriguez, Kroll said he's a center fielder. Has played the infield, though, in his minor league career. A plus runner and has a chance to have a plus hit tool. The 1-0. And Franco, a soft ground ball to short, could be two. Watson on his second for one. Sanoha back to first. Double play, inning over. Daytona has put the leadoff man on in four straight innings, and in all four innings, Daytona has had a runner erased on a double play. No runs, one hit, and nobody left on the twin killing at the end of four and a half. 4-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
...are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the fifth inning, call to the bullpen for Daytona. Brett Lockwood is out. Right-hander Carson Rudd on to pitch and relief. Rudd is standing 6'4", 192 pounds, 23 years old from Agoura Hills, California. Undrafted free agent signee by the Reds during the pandemic out of Stanford. Rudd making his third appearance with Daytona. A 3.86 ERA, two earned on two hits and four and two-thirds innings. Five walks and eight strikeouts. Joe Mack, Brady Allen, Javier Sanoja. 3-2 up for the Hammerheads in the inning. They have a 4-0 lead. Mack has walked and singled. One for one tonight, has reached base twice. Righty's first pitch to the lefty. And Mack laid on a fastball at 92. It's 0-1. Rudd joining Daytona from the Arizona, or rather from High A Dayton, back during the Tampa series. As Mack out in front of 93, it is 0-2. Rudd, 41 strikeouts in 29 innings this year between the two levels. This is his 23rd overall appearance as that top-bottom breaking ball hits the bottom of the zone. Strike three call. Beautiful snapdragon from Carson Rudd. 11 inches of vertical break on that curveball, and Mack dispatched on three pitches. One out in the fifth for Brady Allen. Singled, home run, and struck out. Takes in the dirt. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. It is 1-0. We were talking about the Mets and Reds trade from last night. And of course, we mentioned Hector Rodriguez and what Reds GM Nick Kroll had to say about him. He might be with Daytona before too long, as this one golfed into center. Back on it is Creel. Gets his body squared to home and make the catch for the second out.
The second baseman, number six.
Two away for Javier Sanoja. He's flying to right and grounded out 0-2. But what Kroll said about Jose Acuna, who was added to Daytona's roster today. He's added 3 miles an hour to his fastball from last year to this year. Just 19 years old. You see him developing and growing. Righty, righty, and the first pitch from Rudd misses high for ball one. He's got a chance to be a legitimate major league starter. Those are harder to get as you climb up the levels. As that fastball painted across at 95. It is 1-1. And maybe you would have gotten one of those instead of both. But they felt it was the right thing to get those two guys at the lower levels as Sanoja goes fishing for a slider. Comes up with nothing but air. It's 1-2. And you're not going to get any big-name prospects for a platoon outfielder whose contract expires at the end of the year and a pitcher who has shuttled between AAA and the majors, the 1-2. And Sanoja sends it out of play down the right field line. It's 0-2, rather 1-2. But for the Reds to get two young prospects like Acuna and Rodriguez, who could easily fizzle out, but could very easily be in the top 20 of the Reds farm system prospect-wise at the start of next season. Not a bad trade made by Nick Kroll and the Reds last night. Sanohan takes the fastball at 95 on the outside corner. And Carson Rudd strikes out a pair in a 10-pitch, 1-2-3, fifth inning. 5 complete, 4-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Only 46 pitches through 5 innings. Jake Walters back out to work here for the top of the 6th. 9-1 and 2. Due up for Daytona. Luis Chevalier swings at the first pitch, bounces it to first. Off balance throw by Polanco gets away and kicks up the first baseline off that sidewall. Tries throwing to second, and the throw by Henry careens into left center, but backed up by the center fielder Caballero. And Chevalier is safe at second base. See how that one is scored. It looks like it will be a straight error. That allows Chevalier to reach here to start the top of the 6th inning. So, unfortunately for Chevy, no base hit does not end his hitless streak. But Daytona, the man in scoring position, and nobody out. Now the top of the order, and Wendell Marrero has grounded to first and flied out to center tonight as Marrero asks for time. Beautiful night here in Jupiter. Our series will continue again tomorrow. 6 p.m. first pitch here from Roger Dean. First pitch to Marrero. Inside for ball one. Hammerhead's expected to give the ball to the former Indiana Hoosier, Gabe Bierman. Daytona still to be announced tomorrow and Sunday with the trade and all the roster moves this week as that fouled up the first base line. It's 1-1. Said it at the onset of our broadcast tonight, 20 roster moves for Daytona since Tuesday. 10 on and 10 off. That after the trade last night with the Mets, the 1-1. Marrero takes down and in. 2-1. Playing the guessing game, Carson Rudd and Ryan Cardona were the projected probables for today and tomorrow, or actually rather for yesterday and today. Chase Petty was the original probable for tomorrow. Will be hard to do that from Dayton. He throws well, but I don't think he can throw strikes from Ohio. All the way down to Florida as Marrero fouls away. It is 2-2. But maybe Ryan Cardona tomorrow. Jose Acuna, who the Reds acquired yesterday from the Mets, last threw for St. Lucie on Tuesday. So could potentially make his organizational debut on Sunday as Marrero sends another one back to the upper level of the seeding bowl. Wendell spent last year majority of the time in Daytona. Missed some time on the IL this year in the Arizona Complex League with an infection. Had an 8-game on base streak snapped last night. The 2-2 down and in. And it's a full count. And it's second, nobody out, top of the sixth. Jupiter a 4-0 lead. Take a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard. Here in this sixth inning, the payoff pitch, and Marrero gets down to a knee and sends it to the screen. It remains a full count. More pitches for Walters in this at-bat. This will be the eighth that he's had in some innings. He's thrown more pitches in this at-bat than he did to get out of the fifth. He did just six for that. Chevalier leads off second. Watson holds him on. Another 3-2, another foul ball. Fifth of this at-bat from Wendell Marrero. Reds at home against the Orioles tonight. First meeting between those two clubs in 5 years. Old World Series matchup, the payoff pitch, and another foul ball. And this at-bat, we'll see an even 10 pitches. Joey Votto, a two-run home run, his ninth of the year. Jonathan India, Nick Senzel, former Tortugas in the Reds lineup. Payoff pitch. Inside ball four. The Hammerheads are going to challenge, and the call on the field will stay the same. So the walk stands. The Hammerheads now 1-for-2 on their challenges tonight. They have two remaining. As Peyton Henry out to the mound to have a conversation with Walters as the Jupiter bullpen starts to percolate down the left field line. Righty up and throwing in left. Want to say that is Yoelin Quiñones. Ashton Creel the batter though. Daytona with two on and nobody out. First time they've had multiple runners on at the same time since the fourth. Creel has reached base twice tonight. Singled in the first and walked his last time leading off in the fourth. Chevalier at second, Marrero at first on a error and a walk. And Creel tied up on the fastball in at 91. It's 0-1. Mike Minor making the start for the Reds tonight. Kyle Bradish getting the ball for the Orioles. The 0-1. Creel, high pop fly up the first baseline. This one a souvenir. Into the upper level of the seating bowl, 0-2. Triple-A Louisville, home tonight against the Columbus Clippers, Guardians affiliate. They trail 3-1 in the top of the fourth. Walters, the 0-2 coming to Creel. And Ashton takes low. It is one ball and two strikes. Albert Almora Jr. 0-2. Former Daytona Cub on a rehab assignment. Joined by TJ Friedel, Aristides Aquino, Alejo Lopez in the AAA lineup. 1-2. On the inside corner, got him looking. Beautifully placed. Creel going to challenge the call. And the call on the field will stand. So Daytona loses their first challenge of the night. Both teams now with two remaining. One out, two on in the sixth for Hayden Jones. Hit by a pitch, has flied out to left tonight. Two on, one out. Jupiter a 4-0 lead nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And Jones takes down and in for ball one. Randy Wynn getting the start at AAA tonight. Double-A Chattanooga, bottom of the second inning. Home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, Angels affiliate. Look out to 1-0 lead on a Nick Quintana RBI single. The 1-0. And Jones, a sharp ground ball to second. Could be a fifth double play on his second for one. Easy toss by Watson to first. And for the fifth straight inning, Daytona has put the leadoff man on. And for the fifth straight inning, they have grounded into a rally squelching double play. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left at the end of five and a half. 4-0 at Jupiter on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jorge Caballero leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. Daytona trailing 4-0. Carson Rudd worked a 1-2-3 fifth. And his first pitch of the frame is outside for ball one. Caballero has struck out twice tonight. 0-4-2. 1-0. And Rudd spins that one at the knees. It is 1-1. 7-8-9 in the Jupiter order. As that one down and away. Count moves to 2-1. Giving you an update at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Friday night, last Friday of July, as Caballero watches that miss below the knees. It is 3-1. Look out to 1-0 lead at AA. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Ivan Johnson, Daniel Vejohin all in the lineup. As Caballero swings away, and it's a high towering fly ball in a shallow left. Manier, the shortstop, calling off everyone. And in front of the charging left fielder, Marrero hauls it in with two hands, one away. Now the first baseman, Federico Polanco, grounded out and walked. He's also scored a run 0-for-1 tonight. Carson Spires, former Tortuga, getting the start for Chattanooga tonight. I have bummer news on that Ellie De La Cruz home run from last night. As that breaking ball taken for a strike 0-1. One, speaking of Ellie De La Cruz news, as a huge fan of the video game MLB The Show, very excited that there is an Ellie De La Cruz card now in the game. The 0-1 inside 1-1. Had to send that immediately on to my friends back home in New Jersey this afternoon. It was a kicker because it's Ellie in a Tortugas uniform in MLB The Show. Joining Austin Hendrick with that distinction, the 1-1. And Polanco swings and misses. It's 1-2. But the bummer news is Doug Gray of RedsMinorLeagues.com told me earlier that apparently, according to the TrackMan data, that home run he hit last night was only 430 feet, not 512. As Rudd slips on the pitch, offering goes down and in. It's 2-2. Thankfully, Carson all right. It's even. Now, where the 5-12 came from, I don't know. May have been an assumption because TrackMan is not 100 for 100. Not an exact science. A 2-2 pitch, And Polanco swings and misses strike three. Good old Uncle Charlie from Carson Rudd. Third punch out tonight for the California kid. Two out in the sixth for Tanner Allen. Struck out and hit by a pitch tonight. High A Dayton, though, top of the fifth inning on the road against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tied at two. Jose Torres with an RBI single in that one. As Allen takes high, 1-0. Austin Hendrick, Brian Ray, Tyler Callahan, the aforementioned Torres, and Garrett Wolforth. The alums in the lineup. Thomas Farr getting the start. Joey Wentz making a rehab start for the Whitecaps at high A tonight, the 1-0. And Rudd misses high. Two balls and no strikes. ACL Reds will get underway at 9 o'clock tonight on the road in Mesa against the Athletics. That fastball low. 95 that time from Rudd. It's three balls and no strikes. And then the Dominican Summer League Reds had their game postponed today against the Orioles Black Team. It made up at an undetermined date. This one hit high into shallow left center. In and to his left, Marrero, he and Creel almost collide. And I think it was Creel that came away with it. Thankfully, both all right, just lost their hats in the shuffle. They share some jokes about it before heading back to the dugout. 1-2-3 for Carson Rudd once again in the sixth to the seventh. Back third of this one, Hammerhead's about to make a pitching change. 4-0 Jupiter here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jonathan Willems to lead off here in the top of the seventh. First pitch from the new arm, Yoelen Quiñones, is high for ball one. Heart of the lineup, two up for Daytona. Willems, Astudillo, and Pino. Three scheduled to hit, and Willems takes inside. It is two balls and no strikes. Quiñones standing at 6'3", 236 pounds. Will turn 23 next month from San Felipe in Venezuela. 2-0. And Willems takes outside for ball three. Quiñones making his 21st appearance, 1-2, a 4.85 ERA, his third save, or has three saves. 30 hits in 29 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 36 strikeouts. 3-0, and Willems takes a called strike. Final line for Jupiter's starter, Jake Walters, 6 innings. No runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Did hit a couple batters, 63 pitches, 43 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side as Willem spanks this one hard up the third baseline, but foul. It's a full count. Daytona, no runs, three hits, no errors. They have left three. Jupiter, four runs on four hits, one error. They have left five. The 3-2 pitch at the letter, strike three called, and Willems knew it. Slider underneath the arms, and Quiñones picks up a strikeout here to begin the top of the seventh. Now the DH, Wilfred Astudillo, has been hit by a pitch and grounded into a double play tonight. That strikeout causing Daytona just the second time in seven innings tonight in which Daytona has not put the leadoff man aboard. As Astudillo takes a called strike, it is 0-1. Scary moment yesterday. We touched on it yesterday during that Reds-Marlins game. Daniel Castano, former Hammerhead, took a 104-mile-an-hour line drive off his head. As Astudillo swings through a back foot slider, it's 0-2. Marlins ended up winning that game 7-6. Bruised forehead, CT scan was normal, thankfully, as this is a dribbler to the mound. Fielded by Quiñones, jogs towards first, underhand flip to Polanco. And there are two out.
First baseman, number 25, Yasiel Pino.
Yasiel Pino, last Tortuga to pick up a base hit, leading off in the fifth. Steps in with the bases empty and two out in the seventh. Castano also diagnosed with a concussion after the line drive from the bat of Donovan Solano. Said he wasn't sure what happened, but you might expect as Pino gets it off the hands. It's 0-1. Had a bandage on his forehead where some skin had scraped off. Was down for a second, a little out of it. Apparently when he woke up, he said, what happened? Said he's tired after the game last night, but he'll be all right. The 0-1. And Pino lunging out a slider. It's 0-2. Castano never lost consciousness. Left the field on a cart beyond the outfield wall. The 0-2. And Pino takes inside. It's 1-2. Bases empty. Two out. Top of the seventh, Jupiter a 4-0 lead. Righty is ready. The 1-2. And that misses outside, 2-2. Henry going to ask for a challenge. And the call on the field will stay the same. So the Hammerheads have one more challenge left to work with. They are 1-4-3 so far tonight. If you're successful, you keep the challenge. If you're not, you lose it. 2-2. Pino takes high. It's a full count. Braylon Menier. Shortstop is on deck. David Bell gave Don Mattingly, Marlins manager, a call after the game last night. Wanted to make sure Castano was okay. Send his well wishes. The 3-2 got him looking. Pino going to ask for a challenge. And the call on the field will stay the same. And Pino strikes out looking. Daytona has one challenge left. They are 0-2 on those tonight. No runs, no hits, nobody left. A 1-2-3 inning for Quiñones to the bottom of the seventh. 4-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Carson Rudd back to the mound here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jupiter a 4-0 lead. Capé, Watson, Henry. 3-2 up in the inning for the Marlins affiliate. Capé has walked tonight and scored a run. And he fouls the first pitch off. It is 0-1. Rudd's 0-1, and Capé a high drive into center. But plenty of space for Creel. He camps underneath it and reaches his left hand into the sky to make the catch for the first down here in the seventh inning. One away for Khalil Watson, his three-run double back in the fourth. The difference in this game right now, Hammerheads a 4-0 lead. First-round pick last year out of high school. Righty's first pitch to Watson, and he laces that back. It is 0-1. Watson has singled also and struck out tonight. Has had a hand in all four of Jupiter's runs. The wind, the 0-1, and Watson takes outside. It's 1-1. Few prospects have had a bigger drop in terms of rankings in season this year than Khalil Watson. Opened the year as the Marlins' number two prospect, according to Baseball America, dropped down to number 10 at midseason as he swings over the top of a back foot breaker. It is 1-2. That strikeout rate hovering around 40%, a big part for his falling. Similar to Austin Hendrick last year. 1-2. And Watson hits a high fly ball down the left field line towards the group areas. It is a ball and two strikes. Still very young, still with a ton of talent. Just 19 years old, turned 19 back in April. But obviously still some maturity for Watson at this tender age. The 1-2. Up and away, it's 2-2. Tortugas in the dark greens tonight. Jupiter in the home whites. The 2-2 from Carson. And Watson on the ground a second. To his right, Chevalier. Backhand throw to first. And Pino a good stretch to the home plate side of the square. Two out.
Catcher number 29, Peyton Henry.
Eight up and eight down for Carson Rudd out of the bullpen tonight. Brings up the Major League rehabber Peyton Henry. Struck out twice and been hit by a pitch. Another guy, interesting, reading about his background and how scouts' opinions on players change over years as Henry fouls it away. It's 0-1. You read about Henry coming out of high school, was deemed a bat-first high school catcher, that was deemed a long shot to stay behind the plate. The 0-1. And Henry fouls off the breaking ball. It's 0-2. But now, if you read the scouting reports on him, most notably from Baseball America, is that he is a defense and glove-first catcher who does not hit very well and is likely to be a long-term backup in the major leagues. So from a bat-first to a glove-first catcher. If from a guy who wasn't going to stay there to a guy who will and has made it there as a big leaguer. Check swing didn't go. It's 1-2. Henry played for his high school, played in high school for his dad in Utah. Was paid over slot by the Brewers to forego a commitment to BYU. Runs 1-2 pitch, and Henry a bouncing ball to the right side, backhanded by Pino. Jogs back towards first, underhand flip to Rudd covering the bag. And Carson Rudd has thrown three innings and has retired the side in order in all three frames. To the eighth, business end of this affair. Bottom third of the lineup, new up for Daytona. They trail 4-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Yoelin Quiñones stays on for Jupiter. Braylon Minier, Rafael Franco, Luis Chevalier. 3-2 up in the inning. Minier 0-for-2 has grounded out and struck out. As the first pitch from Quiñones fouled aside, it's 0-1. Take a look around the majors here on this Friday night. As we play on here in the eighth, the 0-1. And Minier takes outside. It's a ball and a strike. Mentioned the Reds earlier, leading the Orioles 2-0. Mets and Marlins battling in South Beach. Top of the fifth, the 1-1, and Minier has to hop out of the way. Down by his laces. It is 2-1.
The shortstop, number 16, Braylon Minier.
Starling Marte, a solo home run for the Mets, his 11th. Chris Bassett against Sandy Alcantara. Game tied at 4. 2-1. Minier reaches and pops it up. Who's calling for it? Watson doesn't see it. It is Carlos Santiago who makes the catch. Just into the game at third base. Drifting back into his left and on the outfield grass, able to make the catch. So Yidi Capé has moved over to short. Carlos Santiago now in the game at third base. Khalil Watson is out. Carlos Santiago slots into the number two spot in the Jupiter order. As Braylon Minier pops up to third, and Rafael Franco takes inside for ball one. Franco, an infield hit. He is also grounded out tonight, the 1-0. This one poked foul. Up the third base line, it is one ball and one strike. Cardinals leading the Nationals 3-1. That game in the middle of the fifth inning. Quiñones offers, and this a bouncer to third. Fielded on the short hop by Santiago. Quick transfer and throw for the second out. So Santiago fresh into the game. A couple balls hit his way. Two out for Luis Chevalier. Reached on an error his last time. Miles Michaelis against Anibal Sanchez. In D.C., Pirates hosting the Phillies. Buccos a 1-0 lead. Jose Quintana against Bailey Falter. First pitch, and Chevy takes high for ball one. Yankees leading the Royals 3-0. That game through four in the Bronx. Anthony Rizzo, a solo home run, is 24th. And Aaron Judge, a former Tampa Yankee, a two-run shot, is league-leading 40th. As Chevalier fouls it into the glove of Henry, it is 1-1. Garrett Cole against Chris Bubich at Yankee Stadium. Middle of the fourth in Toronto. Blue Jays and Tigers tied at one. Chevalier thought about it, but it hits the strike zone anyway. Down and in, it's 1-2. Blue Jays getting a home run from Matt Chapman is 19th. Alec Manoa against Brian Garcia. 1-2 pitch, and Chevalier can't connect. Down and in for strike three. Henry will throw down a first to complete the strikeout. And Quiñones completes his second straight 1-2-3 inning. He has struck out three of the six batters he's faced. 7.5 in the books. 4-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
To lead off for the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Carson Rudd out for his fourth inning of relief. Mack, Brady Allen, Javier Sinoha, the heart of the lineup due up for Jupiter. As Mack swings and misses at the first pitch down and in. It is 0-1. Mack has walked, singled, and struck out tonight. 1-for-2 officially at down and in. And it's even at 1-1.
Change for Daytona now at second base, number 17, Sebastian Almonte.
Sebastian Almonte has come into the game here to start the eighth inning. Takes over for Luis Chevalier at second base. As Mack takes low. And the count now 2-1. Almonte. Now in the ninth spot in the Daytona order, the 2-1. And Mack out in front of the slider. Fouls it up the first baseline. It's 2-2. Wrapping up our look around the majors tonight. Rays hosting the Guardians. Tied at one. Bottom of the fourth inning at the Trop. As time called. J. Jeffrey Springs for the Rays. Shane Bieber getting the ball for Cleveland tonight. Run from the line, the 2-2. And Mack takes down and in. It's a full count. Red Sox and Brewers are scoreless. Bottom of the fourth at Fenway. Brian Bello has come on in replace of Austin Davis. Brandon Woodruff making the start for the Brewers as Mack takes low for ball four. First base runner Carson Rudd has allowed tonight. As Joe Mack aboard for the third time. Sends up the right fielder Brady Allen. Allen, an RBI single in the first, since then has struck out and flied out to center. Run from the stretch, his first pitch. Buried in the dirt, snap throw behind the man at first by Jones. And Mack back in standing. Braves hosting the Diamondbacks. Bottom of the fourth inning, Atlanta a 4-1 lead. Austin Riley, a solo home run, is 29th. 1-0. That fastball across at 94. It's 1-1. Kyle Wright against Madison Bumgarner. Out at Truist Park. Carson's 1-1. And breaking ball misses high. Count moves to 2-1. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth, Jupiter a 4-0 lead. One in the first, three in the fourth for the Hammerheads. 2-1. Punched back to the screen. Even at 2-2. Bottom of the first in Houston. Astros and Mariners are scoreless. Justin Verlander against Robbie Ray. Rudd is set. Now the 2-2. And the dirt gets away from Jones. And advancing a second goes Mack on the wild pitch. So Jupiter with a man in scoring position. And nobody out. And the count now full on the right fielder. Bottom one in Chicago. White Sox leading the A's 1-0 on a Jose Abreu RBI single. Rudd's 3-2. And Allen, another foul ball. This one back to that checkerboard screen. Stays full. Lance Lynn for the White Sox tonight against former Tampa Yankee James Caprellian. Another payoff pitch and another foul ball. This one out of the stadium first base side. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat. About to get underway in Colorado. 8:40 first pitch between the Rockies and the Dodgers. A 3-2 from Rudd. Fastball, low ball four. Daytona going to challenge. This is their last challenge available to them tonight. And the call on the field will stand. And so Daytona will go 0-3 on their challenges tonight. They have used up their allotment. As back-to-back walks begin the eighth inning for Jupiter offensively. Sends up Javier Sanoja. Had three hits last night, 0-3 tonight. Struck out looking his last trip. Todd Naskadov now out of the first base dugout. We'll have a conversation with Rudd. Will be Chad Kuhl, the former Bradenton Marauder for the Rockies tonight against lefty Julio Urias. Everything else in the majors has not started yet. Angels will host the Rangers at 9:38. Patrick Sandoval against Martin Perez. Twins will be in San Diego to take on the Padres. Former Charlotte Stone Crabs Joe Ryan for the Twins and Blake Snell for the Padres in that matchup. And then at 10:15 tonight, the Giants host the Cubs. Alex Cobb against Marcus Stroman. Nascadov returns to the dugout. And a swing and a miss at the first pitch by Sanoha. It is 0-1. Hitting .333 in his second stint with Jupiter over eight games, 10 for 30 coming into tonight. And the 0-1, a called strike. 93 on the inside corner, it's 0-2. Jorge Caballero on deck.
Strike two.
Jupiter challenged. Call on the field upheld. And so both teams out of their allotment of challenges for tonight. Runners take their leads. Rudd sets. Here's the 0-2. And that's a ground ball. Pass the diving glove of Pino into right field for a base hit. Holding up at third is Mack. And Jupiter has loaded the bases here with nobody out in the eighth inning. Alberto Gonzalez III up and throwing in Daytona's right field bullpen. Added to the roster yesterday from the Complex League. Sends up Jorge Caballero. 0-4-3 tonight. Popped up to short his last time in the sixth. Daytona will bring the infield in here. Rudd kicks and fires. And the fastball hangs high for ball one. Caballero has reached in 15 of his last 16 games coming into tonight. Dating back to the second of the month, a .340 average in his last 16 games. As Caballero takes low, no challenges left for Daytona. It is 2-0. Federico Polanco is on deck. Rudd the wind, the 2-0. And there is a fastball down the chute at 93. It is 2-1. Rudd already up at 20 pitches here in this fourth inning of relief. This one sent down a play to the right. Out of the stadium first base side. It is 2-2. Temperature has cooled down here in Jupiter. 86 degrees now. Real feel listed at 91. The 2-2, and Caballero down on strikes. Got him on the slider away. Fourth strikeout tonight for Carson Rudd. One out in the eighth for Federico Polanco. Middle infield will move back for a potential inning-ending double play. Polanco has struck out and walked tonight. 0-2. First pitch, the lefty batter is a strike. It's 0-1. Polanco thought for a second was going to challenge or try to challenge, but Jupiter doesn't have any left. Back at third, Brady Allen at second, Sanoha at first. The 0-1 from Carson. Breaking ball down and in. It is 1-1. Hammerheads have an arm loosening down the left field line. And Polanco inside outs one. Out of play, third base way. It is 1-2. Righty up in the bullpen for Jupiter. Have been able to make out a uniform number as we speak. 1-2 on Polanco. Runs pitch and fouled towards the first base dugout. Stays at 1-2. Bases loaded on a couple of walks and a single. 1-2. And Polanco fights it off the hands. Remains a one ball, two strike count. Jupiter a run in the first on a single from Brady Allen. Added three more in the fourth on a bases clearing double by Khalil Watson. A 1-2. Breaking ball inside, 2-2. A long pause from Rudd. Now his 2-2 pitch, and Polanco a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scoring is back. Brady Allen will be held at third. RBI base hit for Federico Polanco. His fourth RBI back with Jupiter. And the Hammerheads have taken a 5-0 lead. And that'll be all tonight for Carson Rudd. 100 miles an hour off the bat on that single by Polanco. And with Rudd at 29 pitches here in this eighth inning, it'll be Alberto Gonzalez III to make his return trip to the mound for Daytona. Brinkley has not yet motioned to the bullpen. And now he will take the ball from the right-hander Rudd. Gonzalez coming on. Bases loaded. One in, one out in the eighth. Jupiter a 5-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Alberto Gonzalez III on for Daytona with the bases loaded. One in already for Jupiter here in the eighth. Fans Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com. Tanner Allen 0-2 tonight. And the first pitch squeaked away from Jones for a millisecond, but not far enough for anyone to advance. It is 1-0. Gonzalez rejoining Daytona from the Complex League yesterday. Made 8 appearances in the ACL, was 1-0 with a 3.24 ERA. 6 hits and 8 in the third innings, walked just 2 and struck out 17, 1-0. And the breaking ball low. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez finished the season last year in Daytona, made 13 appearances out of the bullpen. Had a 2-0 record with a 3.8 ERA. Struck out 29, had a save in 21 in the third innings. 2-0 inside for ball 3. First time the 23-year-old right-hander is pitching since back on Monday in the Complex League, through a scoreless innings, or gave up 1 unearned run, struck out 3 in an inning against the Brewers blue team. As that breaks in for a strike, it's 3-1. Gonzalez turned 23 a couple of days ago, actually on Tuesday. So happy belated birthday to Birdo. 3-1. And Allen bounces one into the Daytona first base dugout, full count. Gonzalez, 6 feet tall, 193 pounds from Laredo, Texas. Reds' 18th round pick in 2018 out of John B. Alexander High School. Brady Allen at third, Sanoha at second, Polanco at first. The payoff pitch to Tanner Allen in the dirt for ball 4. Bases loaded, walk to Tanner Allen, forces in a run. And it is now a 6-0 Jupiter lead as they just threw 2 balls back out at Gonzalez and one of them hit him. Both the catcher and the umpire throwing a ball back to the mound. That run will be charged to Carson Rudd. Bases remain loaded with one out for Edie Capé. Capé flied out to center his last time, has also walked and scored a run tonight. And Gonzalez, first pitch fastball up and away for ball 1. Tortugas will have the top of their order due up in the ninth. Roddy misses low and in. Another curveball from Gonzalez. That is best pitch. Moves to 2-0. Carlos Santiago, third baseman on deck. He comes up, will be his first plate appearance tonight. 2-0. And Capé pops it up. Back behind the plate. Jones masking his right hand, tosses it aside and on the grass to the left of the batter's circle by the third base line. Makes a catch for the second out.
The third baseman, number 27, Carlos Santiago.
2 out in the eighth for Carlos Santiago. Santiago came on for Khalil Watson in the top of the inning. Switch hitter will bat left-handed, hitting at 241 in 21 games. A double, 3 homers, 15 RBIs. Righty's first pitch, and Santiago can't hold off on the snapdragon down and in. It is 0-1. Santiago acquired by the Marlins in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft this winter from the Dodgers. The 0-1. Breaking ball low. It is 1-1. Tortugas, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Jupiter, 6 runs on 6 hits, 1 error. They have left 5. The 1-1. And that drops in for a strike. It's 1-2. Santiago went to challenge, but there are no challenges left for Jupiter. It is 1-2. One 2 pitch. And Santiago can't lay off down and in. Strike 3. Nice snapdragon again from Gonzalez. Picks up a strikeout to strand the bases loaded in the eighth. But Jupiter picks up 2 more runs on 2 hits and leave the bases loaded. To the ninth, Jupiter a 6-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Bullpen for Jupiter as we head to the top of the ninth inning. It is the right-hander Joey Steele on a try and register the final three outs for the Hammerheads tonight. Steele, 6'2", 195 pounds, 26 years old from San Francisco, California. 30th round pick of the Marlins back in 2019. Steele, his seventh appearance back in Jupiter, 2-0, a 2.16 ERA, one save, two hits and eight in a third innings, one walk, and 13 strikeouts. Wendell Marrero will lead off for Daytona in the ninth, walked and was erased on a double play his last time in the sixth. Steele missed the start of the year with injury. Joined the team from the Complex League after three outings there. First pitch to Marrero. Outside for ball one. Steele last year split his time between High A, Beloit, and Jupiter. Had an ERA of 1.89 in 20 appearances with the Hammerhead. Struck out 61 at 33 in a third innings. The 1-0. And Marrero a ground ball up the first baseline. It's 1-1. Foul ball. Final line for Yoelin Quiñones. Two innings, no runs, no hits. No walks and three strikeouts. Final line for Carson Rudd. Goes three and a third innings. Two runs, both earned on two hits as Marrero lines a base hit into right field. Welcome back to Daytona, Wendell Marrero. His first hit back in Tortuga Green on base for the second straight time. And Daytona has a leadoff man on in the ninth.
Ashton Creel.
Brings up Ashton Creel, has singled and walked tonight. But Rudd, two walks, four strikeouts. Charge of the wild pitch, 65 pitches and 40 strikes. Roddy was throwing out in left for Jupiter. Have to imagine he won't come on as Creel can't hold up on a filthy breaking ball from Steele. 75-mile-an-hour curveball. It's 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. The 0-1. And again, Creel out in front of the Snapdragon. It's 0-2. Steele drafted out of the University of San Francisco in his hometown. The 0-2 to Ashton. And this one flared into left field, coming on and able to get there to make the running catch is Tanner Allen for the first out here in the ninth inning. Thought that one would softly land in on the grass in front of the charging left fielder. But Allen got a great break of the ball, hung up just enough for Allen to make the catch. One away in the ninth inning, Hayden Jones the batter. 0-4-2 has been hit by a pitch tonight. Righty sets at the belt, the pitch, and Jones out in front. It is 0-1. Jones hit the ball hard his last time up, but grounded into a double play. As a matter of fact, you look at the StatCast data, two hardest balls hit by Daytona tonight off the bat of Braylon Menier and Hayden Jones have both turned into double plays. As this one line foul to the right, it is 0-2. Jonathan Willems, the third baseman, is on deck. The 0-2 to Hayden. Curveball tapped on the ground at first, could be two. Polanco on his second for one. Relay to first, not in time, by Capé. So a 3-6 fielder's choice. And Daytona down to their final out as Hayden will remain at first for Jonathan Willems. Willems has grounded into a fielder's choice and struck out twice tonight. Hoping to keep the game alive for Wilfred Astudillo, who is on deck. Righty kicks and delivers. And Willems, a heavy swing and a miss. Fastball up at 88. It is 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to tomorrow night right back here in Jupiter. The 0-1. Low and away. It is one ball and one strike. Jones leads off first, steals 1-1. Breaking ball, in for a called strike, and Daytona down to their final strike tonight. Jupiter trying to close out another shutout win. 1-2, and Willems swings and misses for strike three. Chase down and away, and that'll do it as Jupiter shuts out Daytona for the second straight game. Your final tonight, the Hammerheads 6 and the Tortugas nothing. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Jupiter, a 6-0 win. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter a 6-0 winner tonight, as they have clinched a series victory in this now abbreviated 5-game set. With the win, Jupiter improving to 15-12 in the half. 49-42 for the year. Daytona now 10 games under in the half at 8-18. 37-54 for the year. Let's take a look back at the game that was tonight. Was the right-hander Sam Benscooter making his first start off the IL, going up against the righty Jake Walters, and Jupiter greeted the new arm rudely. With one out, Khalil Watson picked up a base hit in his first at-bat back with the club. Lined a single in a right. After Peyton Henry struck out, Joe Mack walked, and then Brady Allen singled past the diving glove of Jonathan Willems. Brought in a run and gave Jupiter a 1-0 lead. Would stay that way until the fourth, and the Hammerheads broke the game open there. Sam Benscooter retired the first two men of the inning on a ground out and a strikeout, but reached his pitch count for the night, was taken out. Brett Lockwood came on, walked Federico Polanco on a challenge 3-2 pitch, was overturned to a ball. Then Tanner Allen was hit by a pitch. Yidi Capé was walked to load the bases. And on a 2-2 offering to Khalil Watson, he stung a bases-clearing double over Ashton Creel's head in center, giving Jupiter a 4-0 advantage in the eighth. They would add two more back-to-back walks. Started the inning to Mack and Brady Allen. Javier Sanoa singled to right to load the bases after Jorge Caballero struck out. Federico Polanco, an RBI single to center, made it 5-0. Then Tanner Allen walked with the bases loaded, forced in another run, made it a 6-0 contest after a pitching change, as the Hammerheads win it tonight by that final of 6-0. Winning pitcher is Jake Walters. He improves to 2-0, 6 shutout quality frames, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Sam Benscooter, the losing pitcher, drops to 2-3, gave up just 1 run on 3 hits and 3 2/3 innings, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Final line score tonight: Daytona no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 4. Jupiter 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 8. Final time of the game tonight: 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a crowd of 598. Taking a look around the FSL scoreboard here on this Friday night. Fort Myers and Tampa postponed due to rain at Hammond Stadium. I assume they'll try and play 2 tomorrow in Fort Myers. Mets trailing the Cardinals 6-4. Top of the ninth inning in St. Lucie. Bottom of the eighth in Clearwater. Dunedin a 7-3 lead on the Threshers. Will Robertson has homered for the second straight day. And Lakeland a 7-4 advantage over Bradenton. In the top of the ninth inning, Jace Bowen, a 2-run homer for the Marauders, his 11th. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, middle of the seventh in Cincinnati, Reds and Orioles are tied at 2. Joey Votto, a 2-run homer for the Reds. Triple-A Louisville trailing the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate 8-3 in the top of the eighth. Double A Chattanooga behind 2-1. Bottom six at home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Angels Farm Club High A Dayton tied at 2. Bottom eight against the West Michigan Whitecaps. ACL Reds just about to get underway on the road against the Athletics. Are Fronson, a lone Daytona alum, in the lineup tonight at the rookie ball level, while the Dominican Summer League Reds had their game postponed today against the Orioles black team. As for Major League Baseball on this Friday, Mets and Marlins duking it out in Miami today. That game is tied at 4 in the top half of the seventh inning. Bottom seven in Washington. Cardinals leading the Nationals 6-2. It's the Pirates 2 and the Phillies nothing. Top seven in Pittsburgh. Royals have rallied from 3 back to take a 5-3 lead in the Bronx. Top of the seventh there. End of 5 in Toronto. Tigers leading the Blue Jays 3-2. Guardians 3. Rays 1. End of 6 at the Trop. Brewers leading the Red Sox 1-0. Bottom 6 at Fenway. Rays on top of the Diamondbacks 1-0. Bottom 3 in Atlanta. White Sox, or actually rather bottom 6 in Atlanta. Bottom 3rd in Houston. Astros leading the Mariners 1-0. Bottom 3. A's leading the White Sox 3-1 in Chicago. Through one in Colorado, Dodgers a 2-0 advantage on the Rockies. And later on tonight, 9:38, Angels host the Rangers. Patrick Sandoval against Martin Perez. Twins in San Diego to take on the Padres at 9:40. Joe Ryan against Blake Snell. And then at 10:15 tonight, the Giants will host the Cubs. Alex Cobb against Marcus Stroman. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Daytona has not yet announced a probable starter. Jupiter will give the ball to the righty Gabe Bierman. Bierman drafted last year out of Indiana, 5-4, a 4.58 ERA. First pitch tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior at 5:45 Eastern time, leading up to that 6 p.m. first pitch right here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That'll do it for us here tonight as Jupiter takes this one by a final of 6-0. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Frigol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Jupiter as the Hammerheads shut out Daytona for the second straight game as they take it tonight by a final of 6-0. Hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long from Jupiter.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.